You're listening to the Sci-Fidelity Podcast, episode 72, Sci-Fi Channel, A New Hope. The Sci-Fidelity Podcast contains adult language and themes and is intended for a mature audience. This episode of the Sci-Fidelity Podcast was brought to you by Jizz.
I didn't say Quidditch. What am I, a nerd? Whatever.
Patrick, we should talk because
I'm not going to be the nerdy guy.
You may
on
not
this Quidditch
be a nerd,
team.
But you're wearing a nerd's uniform.
Oh God! That's wow, we're bringing up a Chris Rock joke. Is that Chris Rock?
Dave Chappelle.
That's Dave Chappelle.
How did you get your black people confused? Damn.
I lost my black card 10 years ago. I'm dating a white woman now to get it back.
Wow.
Somewhere
around here, there's a line I think we crossed.
We crossed. It's right in front of the intro. Oh. Patrick. Oh, yeah. I'll dive right into it.
Hi, I'm Steve.
This is Brian.
I suppose this is Michael.
He doesn't know who he is anymore. He's got to talk about an identity crisis.
I'd be offended or concerned that my girlfriend would hear that, but she learned a long time ago who she is dating. She knows damn well what I say.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the problem I have. My wife learned a long time ago. Oh, yeah. That's boring. I don't want to listen to that. So, yeah.
Oh, the avoidance theory.
Yeah.
I like the avoidance theory.
My girlfriend doesn't listen to this anymore. She listened to it in the beginning to, you know, try to keep me happy, prove that she cared.
Yeah, it's like paying dues.
Yeah.
But then,
oh, I totally like the things you like, mostly.
Oh, you mean that thing
somewhat.
Where they lie?
Yeah.
Where they just like, oh,
it's
no.
It's not lying.
Let me pad my resume. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I also love Transformers. Transformers are the bestest thing ever. I love Transformers.
Firefly.
Is that
that
we,
was a neat TV where, book thing.
A neat TV book.
Is that where we as nerds get confusing? Oh, I love Transformers. It's amazing. I do too. I fucking hate Transformers.
Yes.
Which one are you talking about?
No.
There are some subtle nuances to our lives that might be confusing to outsiders.
I have always been very clear on the fact that the animated Transformers is excellent. All the rest of that bullshit, whatever.
Yeah, you know, they're still animated. They're just computer animated.
Doesn't count.
So the comic books were all bullshit, too.
No. Comic books were good. They killed a lot of Transformers in those comic books.
Got to sell some toys.
Yeah. They got to sell.
Can they sell, like, a disassembled Starscream? It's like, it's the new toy. He's fucking dead.
A disassembled Starscream would just be a pile of ash.
Now, the Doctor Who action figures has actually made quite a killing. They have dead Cassandra, the bitchy trampoline. They have the dead version of her. It's just the frame and bits of skin hanging down. And you can buy her as a separate action figure. I mean, not like Cassandra was very action-y oriented when you had her when she was alive. But when she's dead, I was just like, really? They sell this?
They don't have Cassandra the triathlete.
Yeah.
No.
They also have blown apart Cybermen that are missing arms and legs that you can buy and just scatter
so
around
grim.
The battlefield.
Wow.
It's just like loadouts.
So grim.
It's like you cross some sort of merchandise threshold when you get into that. You know, I mean,
the British are not merchandising.
As violent as Americans, but they're a lot more dark.
Yeah. Now, I did say I always wanted to get the Han Solo and Carbonite toy as a kid. I lusted it. But there was a living guy in there that you could, like, rescue. So that was kind of like an objective. You could put up there and have somebody, all your Star Wars figures go and fight trying to rescue Han, you know? So
I'm sure you've seen the Han and Carbonite coffee table, right?
Yeah.
God. That's awesome.
I want a toy that's a mangled Megatron, and you can press a button on the back. And then it'll say, wait, I still function.
Does that come with asshole Starscream? What a bitch!
That wasn't a bad impersonation.
Well, I've done it 8,000 times.
Practice
so.
Makes as, perfect.
Hey, just, right. Just so you guys know, for this particular episode, I can say that the Cyphedelity podcast is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
All right!
Make yourselves known, one, studio audience.
One lone clap.
Wow. Yeah. Do you hear that excitement? Yeah, fuckers.
Let me just say, I'm on the show, and I know the level of quality that we have.
Yes.
I'll be happy if I can get one more clap.
I think they might clap more if we took the ball gags off, but...
No, because then they might get away.
How does
having I don't really see the point of that.
How does having a ball gag in prevent someone from running? What kind of ball gag?
Well, you chain it to the floor. Yeah. Obviously.
Okay.
I don't know what
all
kind
right.
of ball gags you use, but those are clearly deficient ball gags.
Fortunately, one of us had padded handcuffs and stuff so that we wouldn't hear all the clinky clinks getting to record and messing up our audio.
Seriously, padded handcuffs are pretty much bitch mode.
What you don't realize is that the ball that I use for my ball gags is a white dwarf star. And it has
I'm going to have to call science bullshit on that.
Do I look like I know what the fuck I'm talking about?
He meant dark matter.
Oh, well then.
He ain't going anywhere.
I'd be more apt to buy dark matter because no one knows what the fuck that shit is.
Ooh, yeah.
We don't even know if that interacts with regular matter. But a dwarf star? Suck your mouth right off. It'd be like your mouth going on a dick. It would just suck it right on there.
Okay. Who here got a physics or engineering degree, and who here got a film degree? So I never claimed I knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Hey, you know what? I'm right with you. I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
I just want to point out for the record that he has said that he's full of bullshit. He just said that up front. So there'll be a callback to that. Oh, don't you worry, sir. Don't you worry.
Oh, I have no doubt you were waiting for the moment that it was recorded.
You know, editing is still going to happen.
Girlfriend.
Wow.
You said you was wrong. Play that shit back. You was wrong. Hey, play it back. You was wrong.
Get a loop. Make it your ringtone.
Whatever you call up, you was wrong. You was wrong. You was, yeah, I know who that is.
Uh-huh. Send it to have Little John in the book. I was wrong. Yes.
What?
Okay.
Oh god. All right. So we're gonna talk some shit about some
stuff.
Some sci-fi fantasy genre.
While we're on the stuff.
Is that what we do here?
Sci-fi. Some bitches said that they were gonna make fewer B movies and more sci-fi.
Yeah.
That's the response I was expecting from Brian.
Hold on, let me get some
tissue. Well, you did put your finger in his asshole, so whatever.
He also needs to change his pants.
Yeah.
So in terms of just that language, I think I know what they mean, but it could be we still don't know what the hell we're going to get.
It means less Sharknado, more...
Well,
Battlestar Galactica clone.
If that's what happens, they fucked up because Sharknado was a huge success.
Let's be clear. Sharknado is going nowhere. There will be Sharknado 10 in 10 years. There will just be more space
what
opera.
What would Sharknado 10 look like? Oh, will that be the space opera?
Sharkacane.
That is actually where they're going with
Sharkacane.
Sharkfoon.
Sharknova.
Sharknami.
Sharknami.
And then
now later on when this is released, we're going to get sued by Sci-Fi.
Why? They haven't copyrighted those names yet.
I'm sure they've got them all.
Shark wormhole.
And for the record, Sharknado 10 is
Sharkpocalypse.
The day after tomorrow, but with sharks and those freezing vortexes.
And I think by the time 10 comes out, all those people's careers will be over.
So yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They can all be in it. Yeah.
Dennis Quaid will be back. And,
oh, yeah, sure.
what the hell is that? What the hell is the kid's name, who's not a kid anymore, because he's all grown up? Brokeback Mountain. Thank you. That was from the audience. Thank you, studio audience.
I was going to say something.
The judges indicate that answer is correct.
So you don't mean the other one, because he's dead.
You don't think they could? They brought Tupac back with a hologram. I'm sure they could bring Heath Ledger back.
They didn't bring Tupac back. He's not dead.
Okay.
He was just Wizard of Ozing that shit from backstage. Uh-huh. No, that's definitely me.
Yeah. Well, we can have the Sharkpocalypse, the Big Shark Bang. Wait a minute.
Solar that Shark
sounds
flare.
Like porn.
The Shark Bang Theory.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, that's porn.
Yeah,
that's definitely
the big
porn.
Shark theory. Yeah,
little Shark Bang theory.
Oh. You got to work bite into there somehow.
I think Big Shark theory might actually work better for porn.
Yep.
But anyway,
you got to have an acronym: Big Shark for a dick. It's always sort of a dick.
Is everything?
Well,
a metaphor for penis?
No. Actually, it would be more of a metaphor for the vagina dentata.
Oh Jesus!
Rows and rows of sweet succulent teeth.
By the way, you saw that movie Teeth, right?
Yeah.
God.
I know.
No, I stayed away from that.
So when he said vagina dentata, you didn't know what he meant?
Oh, no, I picked up the pop culture reference.
Where I was like, no, I know what teeth with pussies look like. I see that all the time.
I know teeth out of vagina looks like. Trust me.
I don't need to see the dramatization of that shit.
Yeah. Look, I mean, what? I'm going to watch a movie? I'll just remember back to junior high.
He's practically the Umbrella Corporation.
Mary
he's
Jane
created
Rottencrotch.
Some shit in his basement that you don't want to know about. Vaginas with teeth is the least of what he's created.
Little mouth thing with the four mouths that open up wide and that thing that pops out. Now imagine if that was where the vagina was.
Have you played any Super Mario Brothers game? You know, all those weird creatures running around? Came out of his fucking basement.
All I made was a time machine in the basement, I swear.
No, we've already established that if you had a time machine, you would be a pedophile. We've already established. Maybe that wasn't on, you know.
That's why we don't have Polyjuice Potion either.
Wait. Hold on. Is that the only reason that Brian isn't a pedophile? Because he can't escape through time? Is that his only moral
and thank
impediment?
Thank God.
That's all that's keeping him from being a kid toucher. Okay. And I know what you would do with Polyjuice Potion. I do the same thing. Love it, son. Booyah. Mm-hmm. What?
You fucking yourself?
No.
I want to fuck something attractive, Michael.
You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
You know, it hurts less when you jive under the bus. Don't let someone push you. Just jump in front of
Did
it.
Did you say jive in front
yeah,
of
Yeah, exactly. Shaggity jiving in front of that bus.
Wow.
It took the fuck up and made it worse.
I know.
That was a fuck up magnifier.
That wasn't for
you. You know what?
Mega fuck
it's
up.
It's my fuck up. It's mine. I owned it.
You owned
it.
You sure did.
It's mine.
It is.
That's my bitch now. I put a ball gag in his mouth.
For you
what is that man doing? Oh, he's just jiving in front of a bus. That's what he's doing.
I'm treating that fuck up like the guy treated Tatum. Fuck it. I fucked that up too. Don't worry. I'll cut it out in post. Ha ha. Take that. I edit this bitch. I'm not cutting anything out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you drunk right now? Did you do lines of coke before you got here? Because I think that's technically driving under the influence.
I'm not Superman.
I watched Cheech and Chong still smoking before I came over. Does that count?
Hold really?
I don't think
Hold
watching
up.
The movie will make you
Wait,
high.
Wait, fuck that.
Oh, all right.
But it may be more entertaining if you are high.
He watched a Cheech and Chong movie?
I've never seen a Cheech and Chong movie. Yes.
You know there's no spaceship.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. You know there's no spaceship in there, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are
Did
people
you think that was a Dr.
really
Robert?
High?
Something
but
about
I don't
8 miles high,
space.
And I figured, well, what the hell?
They're not in orbit yet.
Which one was it? I'm just curious.
Still smoking, their first big screen thing. So had to find it on YouTube with Dutch subtitles. So,
you know, we've got these ways where you can like buy content.
Well, I actually thought about it, but then I thought this is how Cheech and Chong would watch the movie in the 21st century is on YouTube with Dutch subtitles.
Yeah, because they don't have to eat.
No, in the 21st century, like they actually want acting jobs. They want to get paid. I mean. Cheech is an old man now.
Cheech has got CBS. I'm sure they'll give him some job. He's been on some show or another for a while. I don't know now.
Yeah, he did all right in Machete.
Yes, he did do all right in Machete.
Yes,
as Machete's brother, the priest, with two shotguns.
Yes. Remember when we were talking about Siffy? I mean, I realized that was like 4 days ago.
That was. Well,
yes! Yes! Oh, yes! Yes!
We should talk about something else.
Take the dick out of his ass. Good grief. Anywho.
I think we found Brian's G-spot. And apparently that was the Sci-Fi Channel making more space out.
Well, I wonder what's brought it about. Is it Is it all of this other content coming to the front, like House of Cards and...
I actually wonder if... I haven't been checking the ratings on the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm sorry, Sippy. But I do wonder if, like, the current shows are getting better ratings than... I mean, Sharknado, it got a lot of Twitter stuff, but its actual ratings were shit. Like, nobody watched it.
No, I would have to disagree with that. Last thing I read, every time they replayed it, because they replayed it, like, 3 times in 3 weeks, and every time more people watched it. So
well,
that's what I read.
I was just thinking about the first time. I heard the first time it made no ratings. Well, I never checked back.
The excuse they always offered for Mansquito and all the others was...
I heard the disgust. Did you guys hear the disgust?
Have you seen Mansquito?
Let me scrape the disgust off my microphone.
The excuse I heard for... Mansquito.
No, I've done enough, and I'm stopping.
Oh, come on.
No.
That was like slow pitch softball for you.
You know, it's too easy. I don't like it when it's too easy.
Was that low-hanging fruit?
So,
yes.
But the excuse they gave was that nobody's making these old B-monster movies anymore. It might be that they actually noticed that nobody's making space opera anymore and said, well, hey, maybe we should try to hit
saying it's a get-in-where-you-fit-in kind of situation.
Well, if it's in, you know, kind of sci-fi, fantasy, syphilis-related.
I think that's Brian's fantasy.
And wrestling, you know.
I think that's Brian's fantasy of what happened. Like, I imagine that he believes that they were sitting around thinking, man, we don't have enough space opera. Brian wants it, we should really put that out more.
We got this one email from this one guy in Texas.
It was not one email. It was not one email.
Yeah, but it
there
all got filtered
calls,
down to
and
one.
And there were letters.
And no, and nobody
there was
that shit
rock
guy.
I threw through the window.
Up in there and in producers' living rooms.
He's standing out in
front. It looked like the last episode of Breaking Bad. Yeah.
He's standing out in front of their headquarters with a boombox. The last one in the United States.
Yeah.
It was playing the Blade Runner soundtrack. Yeah. It was playing clips from was it Tears and Rain?
it was playing it, but the volume was turned all the way down because through the vacuum of space they wouldn't hear it.
He's got to stay pure.
That's right.
Yes.
So
in space, no one can hear my soul die.
get disrupted?
No, I okay, so maybe this is me being optimistic. I'm going to go with Brian here and say that what happened was they realized that there's a lot of bad buzz about Sci-Fi Channel now, right? People talk about Sci-Fi Channel and they always go, remember when Sci-Fi Channel was good? And at a certain point, when people start saying that, when you put new shows on and they get poor ratings, and it's because nobody's going to the channel anymore. Like, if something was on Sci-Fi Channel at a certain point, I was like, if it's a Sci-Fi Channel miniseries, I'm watching that shit, because that shit is excellent.
They want that HBO reputation.
Exactly. They want that back, and they're not getting that with Ghost Hunters and Taps and, you know, all that
and
other.
And wrestling.
Yes, and wrestling.
Fucking wrestling.
Why fucking is wrestling on there?
Opposite Worlds was an amazing... I'm just talking shit. I got
you know what? I didn't watch Opposite Worlds. You know, okay, Face Off doesn't suck. Because those people actually have talent, and sometimes the makeup that they do is really good. The whatever monster things they create. Look, I have the TV on, and I just flip until something catches my eye, and then TV stays there, all right? So, yes, I've seen 3 episodes of Face Off. I also watched a little mini marathon of, Gordon Ramsay's, your restaurant sucks, whatever the hell that is.
Kitchen Nightmares?
Kitchen Nightmares, yes.
There you go.
So, yeah, it just, shit happens.
I used to watch the Food Network pretty heavily, but I was in college, and... Well, I broke and food looked awesome.
Yeah, and then Rachel Ray happened. Now we're not going to start a Rachel Ray 8 thing, but it's just don't got time for
that. That's not the one who went all racist. That's another one.
No, that's
Paula Deen.
That's
Paula
Deen.
Yeah.
No, Rachel Ray is EVOO. She loves some extra virgin olive oil. Puts it on every fucking thing.
I'm seeing a whole new side of Patrick that I've been unaware of before.
You didn't realize I was as well rounded, did you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sir. Oh, yes.
So right. Sci-Fi Network.
Sci-Fi Network.
I'm hoping, I'm optimistic, but I'm concerned that we're not going to get the things that I like best from sci-fi.
What is it you like best?
I like shitty B-movies that are so bad, they're charming.
I am sure, given Sci-Fi Channel's track record, there will be enough shit to keep you happy.
Well, I like them so much that I participate in a group where a bunch of loudmouth assholes get together and laugh at how bad and entertainingly bad these movies are.
Entertaining. How would I know? Would I know anything about this group?
You might. You might. And if you want to learn more, follow me, and I'll lead you to the glory that is a whole room full of assholes screaming at these.
Dark matter ball gag in my mouth.
No, I'm not following you to a room full of assholes. That's not how I roll.
That sounds like prison.
You will be there. He will be in a room
full of assholes. No,
prison is
go
a room.
Go forth and fuck them.
Prison is a room full of dicks. And they're all pointing at you. That's what prison is.
I think what Patrick is saying is that when Steve gets there, he will find Patrick among the assholes. So,
just bathing in them. They're rubbing all over me. It's a thing. Here's the thing, Steve. They're going to go from like 20 to 24 bad B movies. They're probably going to drop it down to, I don't know, 12 to 16. It's not like they're going away.
How many B movies have to die so that one halfway decent production can be made?
You know what?
I sound like one of those commercials where they're talking about dogs and children. Yeah.
Well, we get some Sarah McLachlan up in here.
I mean, if they're going to show
Sarah McLachlan, but B movies.
That's right.
Well, if they're going to actually compete with those high budget shows, those prestige shows, they're going to need to throw some serious cash at them, like what they were throwing at Stargate Universe and New BSG. Those are not going to be cheap shows.
They got people coming right out of animation school. I just learned how to make an IK tree, and now sci-fi doesn't want me either.
Yeah. No. You know what? Those fucking Battle Dog graphics, that shit's not going to fly. You're going to have to go with some Primeval graphics there.
You know what? Everybody was hating on Battle Dogs, and I thought that was a good one.
I was waiting on the shitty werewolves that they made with Battle Dog. What the fuck? The movie is about werewolves. Least you could do is put some effort into making it look doggy-like.
It all would have been better as a practical effect rather than VFX. Yes.
I'm just going to say this because I don't want to turn this into a Battle Dogs thing, because a lot of people who listen to this, you know, the people in this room. I don't want them to be confused because they didn't get the beginning of it. But my one argument for Battle Dogs is, who let the dogs out?
Oh man, that was a long walk for that.
It really was. We waited like a month to get that, didn't we?
A month.
Yeah. No one made it during the viewing.
Three people died while waiting for that joke.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like
I would drink some water, but I don't want to miss it.
these are like joke grenades. You pull the pin, throw it. 3 months later, the shit explodes.
It's more like a landmine, wouldn't it?
What kind of grenade do you use that takes 3 months to explode?
That's a pretty shitty timer.
Well, apparently it's defective.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know what?
Okay.
Look. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to sit down now.
Look, I miss the old sci-fi Battle channel. Dogs. I miss having good shows. I miss the space opera. I miss... Hey, guess what? We're going to new worlds. We're not just dealing with interpersonal bullshit that you actually would get on the Lifetime Network. But we threw an alien in here. Oh yeah, somebody got molested. Whatever. That's what happens on Lifetime. All right, that's television for women. Now I didn't say that. They said that. All right. So what am I supposed to
think?
You
just used it as an example at a left field.
Exactly.
You have all the
trimmings, right? I'm well-rounded, asshole.
It's not like I watched that shitty channel, Oxygen.
Oprah Network.
It's We, thank you very much. That's not important right now.
Holy shit.
Hey.
I'm going to have to rethink my life.
You're going to watch more women's entertainment?
God damn it, no.
I'm just waiting for Patrick to beat his chest and scream, I watch man television. I ain't got time for this.
Is that Spike?
Pussy drama?
You know what? I actually stopped watching A Thousand Ways to Die because I realized they were making that shit up.
I stopped watching Spike.
Physics doesn't work on that. And I'm like, you know what? I have been betrayed. To hell with you, Spike.
Overproduced?
Yeah.
I stopped watching Spike because, believe it or not, there is only so many times I can watch Star Wars.
or the same episodes of TNG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No. If I want to watch TNG, I go to the right place, BBC America.
Damn right, Brian.
Exactly. Damn right.
Or your DVD exactly. library.
Yeah. They, right. Well, yes. But BBC America is always there. He's always Johnny on the spot with some TNG. Yes. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Captain Picard. I guess he's British. I
was BBC say, America bringing qualifies. You good BBC bringing you good sci-fi because Sci-Fi Channel won't.
No. BBC America bringing you good American sci-fi because fuck it.
Yeah. It turns out because buying that American shit is a lot cheaper than making our own.
Yeah.
Bringing you good American sci-fi because you're sick of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be their logo. It really should be.
And
or just shorten it. We're better than sci-fi.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the other thing. It's the Sci-Fi Channel, right?
Yeah.
Sci-fi. That's what they do. And yeah,
I hear that in wrestling.
They're being beaten by every other fucking channel.
Showing
right?
sci-fi.
ABC's got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The fucking CW has mutants teleporting in all over the fucking place. Right? They got if it's genre stuff, they got vampires, they got, you know, there's werewolves on was it Netflix? Yeah. And the only people that aren't making any of these shows, all they're making is reality shows and wrestling, is the Sci-Fi Fuck channel. So at some point, somebody's gotta say either we need to change our name, and we spent some money to change it the last time, or we got to make some fucking sci-fi on this bitch.
But you know how
they're
Sci-Fi
eating their
works.
Lunch.
Sci-Fi refuses to make any sci-fi show unless Ron Moore signs off on it first.
I'm okay with that. Just sign off on more Ron Moore shows. There's a solution.
I knew Brian would be down with that. You know, whatever. If Ron Moore is the one bringing it, then I'll watch it. It's just like with J.J. Abrams until he fucked up Star Trek, and then I'm like, fuck you, JJ.
Did he fuck up Star Trek? Or did yes. he did he value add Star Trek?
He fucked he up Star better? Trek, but he made a good summer blockbuster popcorn movie, but he fucked up Star Trek.
I call it Spacewalk. It's not quite Star Trek, but it's a lot like it.
Can't you see that getting turned into a roller coaster ride somewhere?
Spacewalk.
That's a space mountain.
Well, let me ask you a question. On the spacewalk ride, did they just have, like, just lights that flash in your face constantly?
And a fan.
No, it's just one.
Because even though there would be no wind in your face in space, people are dumb, see? So they put a big fan in your face so you feel like you're going fast.
No, no, you put a fan in the actors and you say all the air is getting sucked out of the room.
There you go.
The only ride where people just murdered each other trying to get out.
Are we killing
No, no, but the essence of a roller coaster is to convince them that we're going to try.
No, Brian is trying to relay the experience that all nerds had when they first saw the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, which was their soul dying.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn to die.
I gotta say, I think J.J. Trek is okay. It's not the best Trek ever, but I enjoy it.
So. All right. Since we made the shift from Sci-Fi to movies, I did want to ask you guys. Would you guys?
Well, I had one other question about the Sci-Fi thing.
Oh, I don't care.
All right.
There's an ointment you can take.
I ask you damn question.
Oh, I was just wondering, what do you think the probability is that they will trot out a new Stargate series, given how that has performed?
That shit is not happening.
They're done with that.
It's over.
The probability, none.
Are you going to ask about Firefly next?
No. Well, no, I'm sure. Firefly, they'd only accept if they got the original cast back.
I'm just going to say one last thing.
Stargate, you could come up with a whole new cast and do a whole new Stargate.
Here's the last thing I'm going to say on the subject of I wonder if they're going to bring back. You don't have the right to say anything until you watch Farscape. Until then, you can shut the fuck up.
Right. I was going to follow that up with, what do you think there's any chance they bring Farscape back? But I don't think that's
I hear Brian talking, but I don't see him watching Farscape.
Yes.
God damn.
What did you guys think of that Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
Well, I'm in. Fine. I'll watch the movie.
I'll watch it. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that movie. I thought it was going to be possibly crap, and then that trailer came out. By the way, I'm now hooked on a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get that song out of my
head. So here's the thing I don't get. You were saying that. You're like, oh, I'm concerned that, you know, whatever. At this point, Marvel has what, like 7 movies under their belt? They've done them all well. Why are you still concerned? Like, I'm Captain Cynical about fucking movies like. Yes, I know you know.
Well, by
and
the
I was
way,
like, eh.
By the way, Tony Stark made fucking Ultron. You need to accept that. Fucking Paul Bettany is playing the Vision.
No, no, stop. No pull out. Pull out.
That Tony Stark is not making Ultron.
I don't see how Paul Bettany playing the Vision.
Because Vision was made by Ultron.
Okay. We already know Ultron's there.
And Paul Bettany is the voice of Jarvis. It doesn't take a genius to make that connection.
Yeah, okay. I'm not buying it.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Well, okay.
Just because someone does a voice.
I have a question for you. What's going to happen when Avengers comes out and Tony Stark is the creator of Ultron?
I'm gonna say what I've been saying. I'm going to call bullshit on that and then say, well, that sucks.
Are you going to say that sucks? Because you know the movie's still going to be good.
Yeah. Okay. So the whole Iron Man thing.
I just want to know if that's going to be a deal breaker for you.
I don't know. I'll have to reevaluate. Because as it is now, Iron Man 3, I'm kind of like, I don't like where they took that. So
they took the Mandarin. But
No. Well, no, that and the whole, okay, Jarvis can fly all the Iron Man suits, but then he blew them all up, and because, you know, why keep all of those Iron Man suits?
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
That'd be dumb.
Yeah. Why would you build them and keep them anyway? Just blow them up on the spot.
Yeah, whatever. So, and he took the thing out of his chest, and, we cured every disease because we have extremists. So we just give it to the people, then we cure them.
And then they die.
No, you give them extremists. It heals whatever is fucked up with them, and then before they melt down, you cure them like he cured Pepper, because that was the last aside that he had in the movie. It's like, oh yeah, I figured that shit out. You know, it was a long weekend and like 4 beers, and I had that shit all figured out. I'm Tony Stark, bitches. So, cured cancer, cured AIDS. You got Clubfoot, cured that shit too. Tony Stark, bitches.
I got a hangnail. Oh man.
It's a good thing I got some extremists for you.
Hold on. You were 5 minutes ago defending Marvel movies, and now you seem to be shitting on them.
I'm defending them from your perspective, because you like Iron Man.
Well, from your perspective, they're shit.
No.
That is the biggest asterisk ever.
Yeah. All right.
I like the rest of them.
Explain yourself, fool.
Explain yourself, fool.
I don't understand why you're worried about future Marvel movies. Even though future Marvel movies are clearly going to be shit.
No. I don't know why you are.
You,
sir. You like them all. You've defended them all. You're like Mandarin not being, you know, not having power rings. That shit's awesome. I'm Patrick's all over that. Like,
I didn't say I thought it was awesome. I just said I didn't think it was as big a deal as you thought.
Okay.
It was.
You Patrick see what you did like, there where you defended
you're gonna
it?
You're going to like them.
And you didn't say it was shit. Obviously, you think it's the best thing ever. I mean, that's just obviously how this works.
It's binary.
Nerd rage engage.
Nerd rage logic. It kind of reminds me of, I had a friend, we went to go see the second, the Quantum of Solace, not the second Bond movie, but the second one I give a shit about. Because all the ones before Casino Royale was suck. Anyway, I said that I didn't like that one as much as I like Casino Royale, and what he heard was, that was the worst fucking movie I had ever seen in my entire life. I apparently whipped out my dick and peed on that movie.
Wow.
I'm amazed they let you. You probably saw it in Alamo. I'm afraid they didn't kick you out. You're just pissing on it.
Yeah, exactly. Sir, we can't have you pissing on the screen. There are children here.
What is it, machete?
Also, that thing is huge.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. I like how you threw that in there at the end.
They were talking about the screen.
If I don't... if I don't self-promote, who else will? God damn it.
You didn't get the flyer about it. Turns out their screens are huge. And white.
Now I know it's a fantasy.
I don't know. It's unrealistic.
I know you've been there and had a look.
Several times.
Yep.
Paid money to. I even bought food there.
Yep. It's so good. They're so big.
The big white.
They can.
Okay.
That's right.
All
right. That's right.
That IMAX screen, that's an anomaly. All right. That, I don't know.
It has an unnatural curvature.
Obviously, he was right-handed.
I'm just saying, they got that fucker from Norway. I think you need to pimp some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you should do is head on over to our damn.
I'm not the only one.
It came out clumped. I'm sorry.
You selling weed?
No.
When I said pimp, I didn't mean that literally.
I'm going to lay the smack down here in a minute. Hold on. You should go to our webpage, which is scifishow.net. From there, you can get all the links to all the other things. Don't worry about it. It's all there. We're on the Google Plus, even though nobody fucking else is.
What's Google Plus?
See, And then we're on the Facebook, too, and the Twitter thing. And, you know, fucking subscribe, bitches. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and, you know, send some feedback and tweet at us and all that good shit.
But seriously, what's Google doing?
SciFiShow.net. Go there. Until next time, I'm Steve.
This is Patrick.
Seriously, what's Google Plus? This is Michael.
This is Brian.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'll have what he's having.
I was so going to say that.